Well, Mr. Ace sold some real estate to a portrait painter, and instead of taking a commission, is having his portrait painted. To keep it a surprise for Jane, he's been sitting for it at night, telling Jane he's going to the office. But Jane called the office the other night, and Mr. Ace didn't answer. Now she's worried about where he goes night. This episode takes place in alternate scenes between the Ace's bungalow and the artist's home. But first to the Ace's, just after dinner, where we find Jane and her friend Marge. Listen.
He's going out again tonight. You heard him, Marge.
Yes, I heard him.
Look, Jane, I think maybe I was wrong in advising you that you shouldn't ask him where he's been going.
Oh, no, you said a wife shouldn't let her husband know she worries about him.
But you are worrying, and you're getting me worried, too. I think it'll solve the whole thing if you just come out and ask him to lay his cards on the table.
This is no time for games. I should say I won't.
I tell you, it's got me curious, too. Just ask him where he goes to attend to this business. Well, tell him you called the office last night and he wasn't there. Tell him that.
I should say not. I'm going to find out without even asking him.
You are, Hull?
You'll see. Just wait till he leaves here tonight.
Wait till he leaves here? Well, Jane, you're not thinking.
Come here, quick.
Where? What's up?
Look out this window.
Where? I don't see anything.
See our car over there?
Yes.
See that other car over there?
Yes, what's a taxi?
I'll say the world's a taxi.
Do you mean to say you're...
Oh, here he comes. Hush, Marge. Yes, it is a beautiful night out. The moon is. Oh, hello, dear. We were just looking at the weather.
Yes, well, I've got to get out into that weather again tonight. I'll be glad when I can spend an evening at home, but business is business.
Yes, business is business.
Yes, and I have to go to it.
In that new tie.
What?
You've been wearing that same new tie Mother gave you for Christmas every night.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I like this tie. You know me. Once I get hold of a tie I like.
Yes.
Well,
You're going to be at the office late tonight?
Well, rather. I'd like to get all this business cleaned up as quickly as I can. Well, good night. Maybe you better not wait up for me, Jane.
Oh, nonsense. We'll wait till you get back.
Oh, I may be a little late tonight. I have to depend on the blues, to do my work in, I mean. I guess I better hurry.
Well, don't drive too fast, dear.
Too fast?
I mean, you know, be careful.
Okay, I will. I'll try to get back as early as I can.
Oh, I hope he doesn't drive too fast.
Now, you listen to me, Jen. You get this silly notion of following him in a taxi right out of your mind.
Oh, don't you bother me, Marge. I'm going right out and get into that taxi cab, and I'll find out just where he goes, and my name's Marge.
Oh,
where's my hat? Oh, here it is. I hid my coat here so I could be ready in a jitney the minute he walked out. Don't stand by that window, Marge. He'll know that I'm going to follow.
Oh, your cab's pulling up right at the door.
Yes, I told him all about what I wanted to do.
What? You told him you wanted to shadow your husband?
Beg pardon?
You told a strange cab driver that you suspected your husband and you wanted
to... No, I guess that I wanted to follow a friend of mine, just to play a joke on him and find out where he goes every night, and then we'd surprise him and the joke would be on him.
Oh, you did, and I don't suppose he saw through this joke business that you were fibbing about.
Oh, he did not, because I kept telling him it was a big joke. And we both laughed, except him, and he said he'd be here, and he'd even be a witness later on if I needed him.
A witness?
Yes, he knows it's all a joke. Well, I gotta hurry, Marge.
I'm coming with you, Jane.
Oh, no, you stay right here. Oh, well, there he goes. Goodbye, Marge. Oh, taxi man, we've got to hurry. That's the car I was telling you about.
Yeah, I seen him. Is that the old man?
Old man? He's not so old.
Okay, lady, we'll tail him, all right. He's got to stop for that light up there on the corner.
I told him not to drive too fast.
You told... What do you mean? He knows you're Taylor?
Oh, hurry, there he goes again.
All right, don't worry. He won't get away from me. I done a job like this for a lady last spring. We caught him red-handed, and she give me a pretty penny.
Oh, I'll give you more than that. Is that him ahead of us?
Yeah, I got my eyes glued on him. Don't worry about that. Say, now, about that witness job that I was talking to you about this morning.
Well, Miss Ace, you're late.
Sorry, Mr. Napier, but it's getting tougher and tougher to get away night. My wife's getting a little fidgety about staying home alone every night.
Well, we're making great progress.
Yes, yes. I was wondering if you couldn't speed it up a little.
My dear Mr. Ace, one doesn't speed up odds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just hang your hat and coat there.
Okay.
And come into the studio and we'll get right to work.
Thank you.
I'm not quite pleased with the chin line. Mrs. Napier was looking at it with me a moment ago.
Mrs. Napier?
Yes, she takes quite an interest in my work. Oh, here she is.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Ace.
How do you do? Glad to see you again.
Now, run along, my dear. Mr. Ace is becoming an impatient model, and we want to get as much work done tonight as we can.
Yes, I was right. Now that I see him again, and the more I look at this line, the more convinced I am that you haven't caught the shading at all, Rex, dear.
But the expression is a weak one, if you notice. Turn your head a bit, Mr. Ace.
You
see, my dear?
But it's almost a double chin.
No, no.
Higher, please, Mr. Ace.
Higher?
There you have it, Rex, darling.
I see what you mean. Perhaps you're right.
As I am always, my dear.
My severest critic, Mr. Ace. Now, Marcia, off to your book and leave us alone.
Yes, beloved. Nice seeing you again, Mr. Ace.
Thanks for the interest you're taking in my portrait.
Not at all. After all, it is my husband's work. Good night.
Good night, my dear. We may be late again tonight, so if you get tired reading, you run off to bed.
I will.
Now, if you'll take your place, Miss Ace.
Yes, I was just looking at this picture here. You did sort of give me a double chin.
Well, perhaps we can correct that. Sit up.
That's it. Hi, it's quiet around here.
Yeah, it always is right before the shooting. Maybe I better cut off this motor, huh? Yeah, that's better.
I can't see anything in that house, can you?
Well, you want I should get out and scout around a little?
Oh, no, I can't stay here by myself. How long have we been here?
Oh, 3/4 of an hour.
75 minutes?
3/4 of an hour, I said. Look, it was 8:30 when we pulled up here, and it's exactly 9:15.
Oh, please stop talking so much, taxi man. I've got to think.
Okay, lady, I was just answering your question. Say, you know, I'd turn on the radio if I had a radio in my hack.
No, this is no time for radio.
Okay, take it easy. I haven't got one. I've been thinking about putting one in, though. Might be a good investment. Maybe I can make enough out of this thing tonight to put one in. Now, about that witness business I was talking about, I'll do the whole job for you for $50. That ain't too high, considering I'll have to show up in court a couple of days, maybe talk it over with your mouthpiece. You'll get value received. I can guarantee you that. I'll tell them exactly how we trail into this joint and everything. How about it, lady?
Beg pardon?
$50.
$50? What do you mean?
Not a cent less.
Well, what? Why, I could almost buy a car for $50.
No, no, you don't get me. I mean $50 for the whole job, the hauling tonight and appearing as a witness. $50 is cheap for witness and everything, I mean.
Oh, who's talking about witness? All I want you to do is drive the taxi cab, that's all. What do you think I am, a rich millionaire?
Oh, no dough, huh? Well, I just want to remind you that meter's still ticking away.
Oh, please don't talk to me. I'm thinking.
Okay, lady, I get you.
Oh, what time is it now?
9:20.
Oh, I wonder how long we'll have to stay here.
Well, I'll tell you. The last lady I've done a job like this for...
Oh, look, didn't that light just go on?
Yeah, I think so. It's a light around the side of the house, too. Hey, you want I should go over and kind of scout around? No extra charge as long as the meter's running.
No, I won't sit here by myself.
Well, I could just run up and see the name on the mailbox or something.
I know his name.
No, not your old man's name. Say, you ain't kidding me, are you?
I wonder who lives there.
Well, I could run up and ask him.
No, we'll just wait right here and see where he goes from here.
Okay, lady, have it your way.
Now, remember, the minute they come out, you'll have to follow them.
I get you, lady.
Mr. Napier, if you don't mind. Huh? Hello. What's that? What'd you say?
You remember me, the fellow with the broken back. How much longer do I sit here this way? It's past 10:00.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was so intent, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Relax for a few moments. We've made great headway.
Yeah, maybe headway, but my back isn't the back I came in here with. Can I take time out for a puff at a cigar?
Of course, of course. Step down, relax.
Thank you.
Care to have a look at it?
Yes, I'd like to.
I want to finish up this bit tonight and start on the... Oh, confound that phone. Marcia, my dear, would you mind answering that?
I'll get it, Rex.
Thanks. Now, what I was...
Hey, this is all right.
Yes, I'm quite pleased with it myself.
Kind of startling, isn't it? I mean, as a surprise for my wife, I can see how she'll really be surprised coming home and finding this hanging
Rex.
In the living...
Rex!
Yes, what is it?
Oh, it's my sister again. Another spell. I'll have to go to her at once.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, someone ill?
My sister. She hasn't been at all well. We're so worried. I'll probably stay the night with her, Rex.
Of course, my dear.
Oh, I do hope I'll be able to get a taxi in a hurry.
I'll call one, my dear. You go and get ready.
Please do. You'll excuse me, Mr. Ace, won't you?
Of course. I'm sorry to hear about
you. I'll phone for a taxi if you will pardon me.
Oh, I say, I may be able to save some time for you by driving Mrs. Napier to her sister myself.
Well, yes, you might. Oh, this is so upsetting, I'll probably not be able to work anymore tonight. Such a fine girl, too, her sister.
I'll be glad to do it. Is it far?
Not a very long drive. It's a bit out of your way.
Oh, not at all. Don't think about it.
Oh, thank you. I'll go tell Mrs. Napier. Hurry, Marcia. Mr. Ace has been kind enough to walk the drive.
Oh, look, there's another light upstairs now.
Say, lady, I don't mind telling you that this meter's going right on ticking. Don't you think I ought to get out?
There, it went out. I wonder what's going on.
I don't want to have no trouble with you, lady, but you know I don't run this hack for my health.
Oh, look, the light on the porch just went on. Oh, I think somebody's coming out. Look, come on, we better get ready to follow them.
Sorry, lady. I ain't moving unless you come across with a down payment.
Oh, I see him. Look.
Yeah, I see him. But as I was saying...
Well, come on. Why? What are you sitting there like that for? Look, they're starting. Come on, we'll have to follow
them. Listen, I got $12 rung up on that meter already. How about paying me for that first?
What?
I want my $12 first, and then I follow
them. Oh, this is no time to talk. Look at my husband.
Look at my clock.
Look at what?
Look at the clock.
Oh, I don't care what time it is. I have to follow them.
I don't budge out of here until you pay me.
And so Jane loses the trail of the wandering Mr. Ace. We pick her and her suspicions up again when next we meet the Easy Aces.